405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is toasty. 96. Getting reports that over in the lakeside area, some really, really heavy rain falling. I'm not sure about everywhere else. Where you are, look, shoot me something on the James River Air text line, all right? 833-804-1140. Again, lakeside area, Glenside, apparently just absolutely torrential downpours, thunderstorms, the rest of it. Up here in the center of the universe, we got nothing. I mean, we've got bright sunshine, which is great for now, but we're all going to get it, just so you know. I am taking a look at that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Says, hey, Jeff, it appears to me that the Trump team is on the offensive, which is great to see. They're not suffering fools, and they are calling out the corrupt, quote, journalists, unquote, right to their faces. The smug, arrogant news thugs are being put in their place, even as they take being obtuse to stratospheric heights. Keep up the great work. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you too. And I'm going to do my best to keep up the great work. I agree, by the way, with Jim and Deb. They're spot on. Spot on. The Trump team is absolutely, positively moving forward. They're getting stuff done. And the reality is some people don't like it. And the reality from the Trump team is we don't care. We have a job to do. President knows he has a mandate to do these things, and by God, he is doing them. I did just get a note from the Flying Squirrels. Season ticket memberships for the new CarMax Park are actually on sale as we speak. Yeah. Season ticket memberships for CarMax Park's inaugural season are now available. You can have a seat at every Flying Squirrels game in 2026. That's pretty cool. I have not seen the new stadium, so I will definitely take a look if I get the chance. I'd like to see what it looks like. Could be interesting stuff. We are apparently, Jerm is telling me, having some stuff going on back there at the radio factory. But let's take a look. Let's take a listen. There's. We're talking about the Trump team being on the offensive, right? Just kind of moving forward. Let me give it to you here. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is briefing members of the press, and he's saying some stuff. And there's the chief of the Joint Chiefs, chair of the Joint Chiefs. I think that's who was with him. If not, I apologize, but I think that's who it was. But I just want you to take a listen to cut number six. This will make clear to everyone what is, and in some cases is not, really going on. Cut number six.
Was where?
So why not acknowledge the female pilots that also participated in this mission? The early messages that you sent out only congratulated the boys.
So when I say something like our boys and bombers, see, this is the kind of thing the press does, right? Of course, the chairman mentioned a female bomber pilot. That's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a hero. I want more female bomber pilots. I hope the men and women of our country sign up to do such brave and audacious things. But when you spin it as, because I say our boys and bombers is a common phrase, I'll keep saying things like that, whether they're men or women. Very proud of that female pilot, just like I'm very proud of those male pilots. And I don't care if it's a male or a female in that cockpit, and the American people don't care. But it's the obsession with race and gender in this department that's changed priorities. We don't do that anymore. We don't play your little games.
Nice! Am I right?
Well, how come you say that? I mean, there are women.
Look, ma'am, just shut up. Really. Shut up and sit down. Go away. Don't ask stupid questions. I'm always forced to address this. People always say, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. And my response is, well, you're wrong. There are stupid questions, and sometimes we hear them. Like right there. There are also irresponsible people pretending to be reporters. Let me give you another example. We were talking about the woman who, up until, well, a couple of days ago, was best known for having written and pushed and pimped the, quote, news story that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. She claimed that she had some anonymous sources. Her name is Natasha Bertrand. She had some accomplices on that piece, but nonetheless, she's talking about the strike in Iran. President Trump said we obliterated the nuclear weapons program in Iran. And there was a very low-level initial report that was not for public consumption, and it was quite literally one in the first of many, 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 many analyses that will be done. But this Natasha Bertrand got it. It was leaked to her. So you have to wonder who inside the White House is working against President Trump. Clearly, there's somebody or some people. And she ran the story. And, of course, it's now been proven to be untrue. The first report was accurate based on what the first report was able to see. And then other reports following up have come out, and not all from U.S. sources. That first report was a DIA thing, as I recall, right? Defense Intelligence Agency. But the reports coming out of Iran, the reports coming out of Israel, further reports coming out of the United States. And now CNN is playing cover-up because CNN never once, when they pushed this story, talked about it being a low-confidence report or an initial report that was not necessarily completely reliable. But now they're just flat-out lying in an attempt to cover for themselves. Cut number one.
But at the same time, we do need to make clear that despite the emotional speech and outrage from the defense secretary, what he said about the DIA assessment is what CNN reported on. His issue that he took about it being preliminary, about it being low confidence. CNN reported on all of this. I was looking back just to make sure that we had it all throughout the reporting process. CNN had reported that it is preliminary and, of course, can be updated, including these two parts. It is still early, we reported in our initial report, for the U.S. to have a comprehensive picture of the impact of the strikes. None of the sources described how the DIA assessment compares to the views of other agencies in the intelligence community. The U.S. is continuing to pick up intelligence, including from within Iran, as they assess the damage. Also in CNN reporting, where the secretary took real issue and seemed very upset about it not being stated that there was low confidence stated in this DIA assessment.
It's in
also
there.
In CNN reporting, including this, the final U.S. military battle damage assessment by the DIA could take days or even weeks to complete. Multiple sources familiar with the Pentagon's process told CNN. The initial DIA analysis was produced just 24 hours after the attack, according to one of the sources, because it was only a preliminary analysis. Its judgments were low confidence, the sources said. It was not coordinated with the wider intelligence community, according to a U.S. official, and the document itself acknowledged that it could take weeks to produce a finalized assessment. So just to put...
It is literally it's, what he
it,
said
is a preliminary,
we did not report.
It is a preliminary yeah. report. The reporting was done.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Now, that's all. Yeah, look, I'm not angry. I'm not disappointed. I'm not shocked. This is what passes for journalism in this day and age. And it is sad. Maybe I'm saddened to see where we are, how far we've dropped, but what they just told you, simply not the case. That's it. All right, coming up at 4:35, Ryan Hudson's going to be with us. Ryan is a member of our Hanover County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. Ryan and I actually served on the Community Services Board for Hanover County for a number of years together. He really is just a good, good guy. I want to get some updates on this whole water situation, this regional water advisory committee. Can Hanover County build its own dam? What about Henrico? And then I want to know about the brand new pay increase for the members of the Hanover County Board of Education. They doubled their own salaries. If it's warranted, then I want to know. And if it's not warranted, I want to know. I think we'll get some answers from Ryan Hudson at 4:35. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., make sure you are here listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. It is 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.